So the learning today should be a schus ilan nishmas adiras chaver chaim alaz ben shemshinarye, as well as a schus for an ilan neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Should be a schus for shlema for Chaim Doib ben Menracho, Chanalei Abashen Derecho, and Abadati ben Peril, and a schus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to do Perek Yud here, where he's going to talk about that the tefillah of a bal gaiva is not accepted in Shemayim. So on page 50, he says, "Va'oid yoiser," it's even more harmful than what we've said till now, is "ke'in mekubal tfilasa," is that his tfilah is not accepted. "Uchedi'isa besoita," obviously we're talking about a bal gaiva. "Uchedi'isa besoita," like the Gemara in Soita and Daf Hey Amar Aleph says, "Amar Chizkiya, ain't tfilasa shel adam nishmas," a person's tfilas are not heard. "Ela imkein meisim atzmoi kibasa," unless he makes himself like flesh, meaning he makes himself soft, like flesh. And this is based on the Pshat and Rashi, who understands that the comparison to basar means that just like flesh is soft, pliable, so too a person who shows humility. So that's like a reference to someone who has humility. The Ben Yayada says an additional Pshat. He says just like the basar of a person eventually will rot after he dies, so a baal anava realizes that his body's not going to last, and so he eventually it's going to decompose, and therefore he uses that to keep himself in check, and that's the comparison to basar. Ashenemar, as the pasuk says, "V'hayim midei chodesh bechatzai, umidei Shabbos b'Shabbatai," on every Rosh Chodesh, on every Shabbos, "Yavai kol basar l'shtachvos lefanai," all mankind will come and bow down before me. But it doesn't say "Yavai kol adam," it says "Yavai kol basar." It refers to people as basar. Why? Because the Gemara is saying that's exactly the point. That all the only people that are going to bow down in tefillah and the tefillahs are going to be heard are people that make themselves soft, like basar, that come to bow down to Hashem. Amar Reb Zeira, to which Reb Zeira makes another point. He says, with regards to tzaras, it says some cases of tzaras, it says v'nirpa, that the person will be healed. Other times it doesn't say that the person will be healed. So Amar Reb Zeira, basar ksiv by v'nirpa. By basar it says uvasar ki avay va'ayrei shchin v'nirpa. When it's referring to the skin, that the person had a wound that got healed and then there was saras after, it uses a lashon of basar, but that the skin got inflamed and then the skin healed. When it comes to a person, adam likes it by nirpa, it doesn't say that the person was healed. It uses a lashon of Adam, other types of Taras. It says a lashon of Adam. So he says, very Reb Zeira says that's exactly what the Torah is trying to teach you, is that if a person's going to make himself like Basar, so then he's going to be on the path to recovery. He has to make himself soft like Basar. But if he's going to make himself hard like an Adam from a lashon of Adama, from the ground, he's going to make himself hard like the ground, so then he's not going to be able to be healed, and ultimately he's going to remain with the shchin, with the affliction. So there's a sefer that was put out called Ekev Anava, which talks about, also based on Anava, talks about various mitzvahs that or averus that a person is either if he's a bal gaiva, and one of them is the pasuk of Oisai Savoid, that a person is supposed to serve Hashem, which is the source that the Rambam says for the mitzvah of davening, oisai savoid, the avoida that we should do is tefillah. So the author, Reb Moshe Shlaima Zalman Zatarinsky, says that since the tefillah of a bal gaiva is not accepted, so therefore he's not fulfilling his chiyuv to daven, because his tefillah is not being accepted. Now, the author of this sefer, Rev Sutton, asks that at first glance, it doesn't seem like what he's saying makes sense. Okay, maybe the tefillah of a bal gaiva is not accepted, but hold on a second, a bal gaiva is still davening. What do you mean he's not yotzi yadei chayvasai? Okay, so if in Shemayim they have their own cheshbonos, they don't want to accept this tefillah, but you tell me he's not being mekayim the mitzvah, he's being mekayim the mitzvah, he's davening, he's davening Shemone Esrei. So, but he says that based on a psak from Reb Moshe, that Reb Moshe says that when it comes to davening with a minyan, not only is it praiseworthy, but it's actually a chiyuv from halacha. What's the source of it? So Reb Moshe quotes the Gemara in Brachos The Gemara in Bracha says that when a person davens with a minyan, his tefillah is accepted more readily. So if so, says Rav Moshe, that means that you have a chiyuv to daven where the place where your tefillah is going to be most accepted. And therefore, if your tefillah is going to be more accepted with minyan, then you have a chiyuv to daven with minyan. Based on that, we can now understand what the Sefer is referring to. If you have someone who's a guy who's a Baal Gaiva and he is not performing his obligations to make his tefillah acceptable because he's acting with gaiva, so then he is not fulfilling his chiyuv. It's like someone who's staying home and doesn't daven with minyan. You are forfeiting and you are going against that obligation that you have to do whatever you can to make your tefillah acceptable. And that perhaps is the reason for the psak of the Ekev, Sefer Ekev Anova.